all kind of preacher me like deal with, you know. I don't like deal with the real, real preacher them.
So what are the kind of preacher they have?
You don't understand a little man?
No. Explain it to me, no?
My foreign preacher is a real, real preacher.
What him is? A robot?
A kind of actor-like.
A kind of actor-like?
Yes. I pay my money. Him come down for a week. Preacher the crusade. I pay him the balance and that's it.
Mafi, that's a low-down, wicked, sinful, darvish act. Even for you.
Oliver, I want you to be my foreign preacher for a week.
You know, it's provocations like this make man commit murder, you know.
Real big money, man.
You're going to have a lot to answer for.
$1,000 a night.
That's a low-down, sinful, wicked, darvish act.
$1,500.
A low-down, sinful, wicked act.
$1,600.
A low-down, sinful act.
$1,700.
A low-down act.
$1,900.
A lowish act.
All right. $2,000, but that's my final offer.
You mean I'll be dressed up like parson?
Then the most. We have to make you look convincing, man.
He na me black frack and color. Suppose somebody should have recognized me.
Aye, me take care of that, man. Don't worry. I will get you a suit.
Hey, me no know nothing about this preaching business, you know?
It's all right, man. It's several months me in this business. Me know all about it.
So why make you never do it?
Because I have to take care of the business aspect of the venture. Understand me, no man?
It's only about 2 times in the past 5 years me go to church. Uncle Rye's funeral and Aunt Gloria's fourth wedding.
You know this thing or not, sir?
No, I'm not doing it. I hear say them have some rat down a hell, big like dog.
$2,000 a night for 4 nights. That's about $8,000.
You have a spare Bible I can go and study in?
I go pick up one and bring it back in about half hour.
Right.
You can go and browse through it, right? And we arrange a rehearsal for this evening.
What time?
About, let me see, 4 o'clock I have choir practice. 5:30 I have church building fund committee meeting. About 7 o'clock.
Hey, I going need a whole heap of rehearsal, you know?
You don't know nothing about the Bible? Nothing at all?
Is a thick black book.
All right. I check your 2 o'clock before choir practice.
And I remember the story where Cain take the fark and joke Abel in him near.
All right. I come midday. Midday. And do I'm going away?
No, man. Me not going away. I staying right here.
I don't know the thing you have work on. Your American accent.
Okay, my man. I ain't going nowhere.
Good evening, folks. God bless you. Give generously. Good evening, sir. Enjoy the service. Give generously. Good evening, madam. Open your eyes and your heart this evening. Give generously.
Matthew, you can't buy no
delicacy. Evening, folks.
People then this might suspect you if all you can say is give generously.
Hello, Sister Myrtle. How you doing? Give generously.
Look, them know that me's a church treasurer, man. My main interest is in the collection.
Sister Junie, how is the family? Fine. Give generously.
Offer them a word of prayers, man.
Hello, folks. Oh, my accent
sound
massive.
Well, it sounds good, you know, but try not to talk more than necessary, you understand?
Aye.
Good.
No, I tell you, sir, once if you give generously, because she might misunderstand you, and she too generous already.
Hello, sister.
You see her face light up when she heard that.
Oliver just smile and nod, man.
Hello, my lady.
No. Eh-eh. Just leave that one there alone, out of bounds.
I wish you.
She's mine. At the church secretary, man.
Hello, Sister Jessica.
Sister Jessica, tell who you know all of the church sister them name.
Shh, somebody come. Just smile and nod.
Hello, brother. God bless.
Give generously.
Lord, nobody tell that. They want like him figure generously, you know. You know, see, white squalor terrorize him out, corner.
Wait. Not even tell me that. Oliver, just smile and nod, man.
Freely give, freely shall receive, sister.
Me never know say I like she come at church.
Shh, Oliver, cool it, man.
Evening, dear. I forgive, but I don't forget.
Oliver, cool it, man.
You know that girl come in my yard and thief my $200 and swear blind, you know she thief it.
No, we should go your yard.
Give generously.
No, sir, Mr. Fieran. Give her a day's work. Evening, folks.
Just smile and nod, Oliver, man. Just smile and nod.
Evening, folks.
Matthew.
Eh? About how much people we have in there now? A whole heap of people we have in there, you know?
Yes, man, yes, man.
Oh, evening, brother. We need a church building badly. Give generously.
This look like Brother Hernandez. Him have the most expensive store them in the plaza. Evening, brother. Thief.
Hello, Brother Hernandez. Give generously. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of an eagle
than for a thief to see the face.
Oliver.
Hello, brother.
How much people in the know, Matthew? 627.
Give generously.
You know, if they give $20 aid at $12,540, that.
Give generously.
And not to mention the sure of one of them who will not throw $100 bill.
Evening, brother. God bless.
Give generously.
How you know that this thing would have work? Faith, Oliver, faith.
Look who come in. So place. I finally catch up on that brute.
You know, it's over 2 years now that man take me fish, I'm going to repair it and don't do nothing about it.
I buy the compressor and give him. And every time I go in yard, him lock up in the house and him wife come out and tell me about, say, him gone a man, me gone buy spare parts.
Him have a store for me about 3 years now. But we can't cast him inside us, so. He will mash up everything.
Evening, Brother Soapless. Give generously.
Oh, yes, my brother. I would like to have a word with you after the service. I would very much like to minister unto you.
Oliver, just smile and nod, man. Look. Beggy Beatrice.
Give thanks, Sister Beatrice, and give generously. You can't take your riches to heaven.
Oh, no. No matter how you come by them, beg, steal, or borrow.
Oliver. What's wrong with you, man? Just smile and nod, man. Just smile and nod.
Hey, Matthew. The passing work ain't not too bad at all, you know.
Aye. See, my favorite disciple, a cowboy. Mini skirt, Maxie.
Is that dress that she wearing, or is that shirt?
Greetings, Sister Maxine. Nice to see you as usual. I only hope you'll be in the front row.
Oh, yes, Sister Maxine. In the front row. In the middle. May you keep healthy and fat.
Oliver,
Junk already, Devon. Now come, Junk already, Devon, and Kevin walk straight.
I hear same game wife Albertina. One hell of a beating last night, you see? Watch out behind him, no?
He must have come ask forgiveness.
Good evening, Sister Albertina. To take again? Oh, give thanks, Brother Devon. Give generously.
A terrible toothache you're having there, sister. Terrible toothache. Even blacks up your eye. Repent, I say repent, and great shall be your reward.
Hey, Murphy, just smile and nod, man.
You never tell me how you're going to work out this healing thing, you know.
Me have that under control already, man.
How?
What do you mean? Me get some local actor, actress, you know. All you have to do is lay your healing hand on them, and then we do the rest.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yes, man.
But, Murphy,
Suppose somebody should come up for healing who not in the plan. Do the same thing, man. It's mind over matter. 90% of them will go and let them heal. There are 10% who don't want to. Just tell them that they don't have enough faith, so they must go home and repent and come back another day with more collection. Smile and nod. See, Brother Bunny, I come there.
That brute. You know, see, the man come on my yard and buy living eye water, begging me for lend him $30.
For what?
Same daughter sick with pneumonia and he want to carry a guard doctor.
They lend him?
Lend him, yes. 2 weeks after that, me find out that the man don't have a picnic. Me and him today.
Oliver, cool yourself, man, cool.
Hello, Brother Bunny. Give generously.
Can I have a word with you after the service, my brother?
Oh, yes.
Drop a little extra in the plate this evening, my brother. About $30.
Oliver.
Now, why that?
She look nice, eh?
That girl, you see, she bound for ton money in a idiot, you know. Imagine she have me out of Carib Theatre for 3 weeks every evening I wait for her and she don't turn up.
Yeah, idiot, man. She couldn't catch me after the first evening.
Fate, Matthew. Fate. Evening, sister.
Just nod, man. Just nod and smile. Nod and smile.
What about the fee review?
Chum, man. We can't talk about that more. No, man. Just nod and smile. Nod and smile, man.
Matthew. Look out that gate.
Oh.
No 1 foot, Freddy. You mean to tell me say he come all the way up and in crutch?
It's a long time him don't come to church, you know.
Mafi,
eh?
If you ever like say them banners and posters where you put up about this crusade, make the people them things say down to the master himself was going to be here.
Mafi,
eh? What if Freddy should come up for healing?
You mean, yes.
What if him want back in foot? Amen.
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 Lovely brothers and sisters, that was a lovely rendition of a lovely hymn. Reminds me of back home in New York. Up there in Harlem, yes. We got some lovely singers.
Yes, sir.
Sit, please. That's be seated. Right.
What now? Listen, listen.
Which lesson?
Bible lesson, man.
You may read that?
No, man. Your accent of them soft. You read it.
Which one?
Any lesson, man. Just open the book and read.
Stand by for the lesson.
So today's lesson is taken from?
You know, you see, Maxine at the front row, she had struck me, you know, man.
Today's lesson is taken from.
Today's lesson is taken from.
Give them a number.
Which number?
Number, man, number. Give them a number.
From number 61. Reading from verse 1. O God, or help in ages past, or hopes for years to come.
Amen.
Or shelter on the stormy blast,
yes.
And or eternal home.
Praise God. Praise God.
Verse 2. Under the shadow of thy wings, thy saints have dwelt secure.
Oliver.
What?
That's the hymn book, man. You must read from the Bible.
Matthew, you're such a touch is doing, eh? Listen.
All right.
And I tell you, Maxine in the front row, man.
Man, continue.
That ended the reading of the lesson. Now, any questions?
Oliver.
You got a question, Brother Matthew?
Oh, no.
What no?
Sermon.
What that?
The thing we practice, man.
Oh, that. Well, brothers and sisters, if there aren't any questions concerning with the lesson, we will now move into the ceremony.
Yes. Sermon. Yes. Sermon. Yes.
Brothers and sisters, today, I would like to talk to y'all about crime and violence.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
On my way to the service this here evening, I took what you locals call it, a minibus. Ooh, it was a tumultuous experience.
Tumultuous experience.
The profanity.
Yes.
The bad words.
Yes.
The pickpocket.
Yes.
Loud and ungodly music.
Yes.
The odor. A tumultuous experience.
Tell them, brother, tell them.
And that brought home to me, in no uncertain manner, the problem that you poor local God-fearing people are facing here with crime and violence.
Yes, tell them, brother, tell them.
But crime and violence,
yes,
is not only a problem in Jamaica.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
In New York,
We have the same problem.
That's right. Tell us.
When we take the minibuses them in New York, when we take
subway,
those
subway,
mini...
Subway.
Oh, yes. Back home in New York, when we take those minibuses and they're driving down the subways, it's a tumult of excitement.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I never worry.
No.
I never worry about all those junkies.
No.
I never worry about all those lunatics.
No.
I never worry about all the mad people we have around.
No.
You know why? You know why? Because the Lord will protect his children.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, yes. The same way the Lord warned Moses about the flood.
Noah.
The very same way Noah warned Moses about the flood.
Noah, the Lord.
Have you bloomed in mind, man?
All right, continue. That's the Lord, man.
I say, same way the Lord will send his messenger to warn his chosen about impeding danger. When it all seems like we are at the end of a road.
Hallelujah!
Remember what happened at the Red Sea?
Yes.
All those who remember what happened at the Red Sea, put up your hand.
Yes, sir.
Good. Very good.
Yes.
When it seemed that Noah and his disciples were at a dead end.
All right, continue.
Brothers and sisters,
yes, sir.
Crime and violence did not start in Jamaica It did not start in New York. Crime and violence started long ago.
Then get the fine.
Long ago.
Yes.
When Cain and his brother Abel had a domestic dispute.
Yes. Tell them, brother. Tell them.
And what did Cain do?
What did Cain do?
He waited till Abel was sitting upon a table and he took a dinner fork and he took Abel into the neighbor.
Yes. Tell them, brother, tell them.
Oh, what a vicious act! A cruel, vicious, criminal act!
Cruel act!
Of crime and violence!
Yes, brother!
Oh, Amen! That was a very fatal injury!
Yes!
Priest.
Abel died on the spot.
On the spot.
And from that day on, we have had a protrusion of crime and violence.
Yes, tell him, brother, tell him.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
I am telling you.
Yes.
Criminals comes in all different vices.
There
are those who take people things to fix and never return it.
Yes.
I am telling you, it's a crime.
Yes.
That's a sin. All those who are sitting in here and on a half people fridge at a home, all those who have people stove, the Lord shall flush it out of home. There are those among us who tell all manner of lies and get people money to borrow and never repay it. Repent, I say. Oh, yes. There are those who go to Miami and then buy seconds and effective clothing and them bring them back, and them hide it here, and them hide it the fat stitching, and them hide it thin, and them sell those same defective clothes for a bundle of money. I am telling you, when the trumpet sounds,
when it sounds,
oh, when it sounds,
when it sounds,
where shall you hide?
Hallelujah.
Some of uno goes to people's house, and uno thief them thing, and clear blind says not uno. Mine, when blindness come upon uno, uno not ready to face
it. Cool it, man.
Those of them who sit down into rumba till the ceiling start to die, and they uno go home, and uno brutalize uno wife, uno brutalize the lady, uno have a lot to answer for.
Oliver, cool it, man. Cool it.
And uno young girl, who have big man a walk off them booty, they eat and they out, looking and waiting in vain, in various corners and cinemas, till police a take all sort of liberty with them. The Lord shall add iniquity to uno iniquity. And remember, nobody. Nobody like beggy and covetous. Uno shall not be beggy and covetous. He who is beggy shall get wanga belly.
Shut in that Bible.
They don't mean make it up.
Are you trying to make me turn me an idiot?
Then me must look like me smart, aren't you?
All right, continue.
Me done.
Amen.
All right,
prayers now then, healing and then collection.
Murphy, you notice how one foot Freddy a come closer and closer as we getting nearer and nearer to healing time?
We are watching.
Listen, man. If one foot Freddy ever come there and ask anything about healing, you know, you're on your one, you hear, sir?
It's all right, man. We'll go straight into the prayers.
Which prayers I must say?
Anything, man. You don't know no prayers?
No, sir. Me don't know no big people prayers.
Well, make up one then, man.
No, man. What you pay me can't do. Prayer making up wasn't part of the deal.
All right. So one prayer from school days there.
Stand by for prayers.
Let us pray.
Let us pray. Clap your hands and close your eyes. For health and strength and daily food. Amen.
Amen.
What now?
Healing.
Murphy. To tell you the truth, you know, me don't know nothing about this healing thing, you know. And from Freddy comes sitting in at the front door, in this, I look at me and start praying.
All right, we go straight into collection.
What?
Collection, man.
Talk loud, man, me can't hear. What you say, collection?
Yes.
Boy, Murphy, this place is hot bad. Look here, Murphy. If you can't have some better working condition here, sir, we're going to go talk about this feeding thing again.
Wait. Where is Harlem gonna go? Please be seated. Brothers and sisters, there has been a slight case of mistaken identity here. Oh, crime and violence is an abomination. Father, forgive her, but she knows not what she does. Oh, this is no way to treat the foreigner. This is not doing anything for tourism. Murder, police, thief, murder is not me, it's Murphy. Hey.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Like me and you. praying while Easy in the rocking chair. While we the sufferer can't afford a bottle of beer. Money in the bank for the upper class and the top right. Yeah, yeah, money in the bank for the upper class and the top right. Whoa, but there's a hole in the bottom of my shoe. And there's a money to get one to two. Everywhere you go, money problem arise. No wonder poor people have to so far paradise. Money in the bank for the upper class and the top rank. Yeah, yeah, money in the bank for the upper class and the top rank. Whoa, it's a money man's gang. Yes, it's a money man's gang.
They have totaled over 100 years in the theater industry in Jamaica. Hey, we are talking about two of Jamaica's beloved actors, Oliver Samuels and Valere Johnson. And whenever they get together, you know, it says pandemonium. So let's try and contain our happiness at the pandemonium. They are here to talk to us about Jamaican theater then and now. Good morning, gentlemen.
A very good morning to
I
you,
I must
ma'am.
Tell you, this is my utmost pleasure to be able to interview two of my wonderful, wonderful theater practitioner friends, family, and of course, people I look up to so much. So, make we start. First and foremost,
yes.
What would you change in theatre now that is existing, that was existing, did not existing now? It will mix up. What that would I you go back to if you could?
Let me tell you something. What I would go back to is the word theatre, right? Which is a total disgrace. A national disgrace. I'm glad I get the opportunity to talk to you. See, a total national disgrace. Both political party then should have shoved them head in a crocus bag and run off an island and got drowned themselves. The World Theatre should not have been in the state it is in. You hear me? With all them, it was a place where foreigners came to open shows and then them go back to America, wherever they come from. Mm-hmm. It's one of the places to be in theatre. It represents so much, and we allow it to deteriorate to that level. Mm-hmm. Right?
Our question, though, with the situation as it is right now, with crime and violence, do you think that we can put things into place and people be willing to go down to the
regentrification of the word.
Okay.
Regentrify the area. Of course, things change and people...
But downtown is coming back. Downtown is coming back.
But you see, downtown, it's a come from down the sea.
Yeah.
Ward needs to be
a part of it.
An important part of the restructuring. And them can, them matter of the people around the area and all that sort of something, them can find place, remove the people them, and make the area this place where people can go sit down, read, get drink one cup of coffee and all them sort of thing. We're not modern now and we're not everything foreign.
We're modern.
Yeah.
Valere Maffey Johnson, tell us about how you got that name.
Oh, I got that name during the time when I was playing the role Maffey, as a Maffey in Oliver at Large.
Mm-hmm. And Oliver at Large was on... JBC?
Yeah, JBC TV.
So we know how long ago that was.
Yeah.
Now we have to big up Patrick Brown. Aye. The man.
Yeah.
All this came through him.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think that young people are as interested in theatre as you guys were when you were coming up?
I think they are more interested now.
Yes.
Yeah, I find that because I go around and talk to students from different schools and things. And they're really interested in doing the becoming a part of the craft. But what is happening to us now is that we don't have no theatre space.
Mm-hmm.
We have no people on the show them. And then there's a bunch of writers out there that feel that they must write, direct, and produce themselves.
So they want to do everything one time and nobody else not get work.
Yeah.
Ah, boy. with the current state of affairs, do you think we're marketing the theatre industry properly? Is it still in a place where it's a viable job, it's a viable career for people?
It depends on what people want out of it. Mm. Some people go in there with this hope because they watch television and all that stuff and think that there is so much money into this thing. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize how expensive it is to even produce a play.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So some get sidetracked, some get disillusioned by the whole thing. If you have the passion for it, mm-hmm. you will stick with it.
Yeah.
Right? But financially, it's a struggle.
It is still a struggle. Was there ever a time when it wasn't a struggle?
I believe when things were not as expensive as it is now, and like say somebody has a space and you want to use it, they have this impression that to get 500, 600 people in there, they might calculate your money, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they might charge you an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't pay the cast, you can't pay the technical people, you can't even pay the truck or drive it.
When you don't pay the rent.
It's ridiculous.
Longevity is a word that people would associate with both of you. What do you think has contributed to this amount of time that you've spent in the industry and at the top of the industry?
My passion for the craft. Mm. And I have worked with some amazing people. Them too has kept me even more interested into the craft than anything else, you know. So, and people coming out to see the production, the things they say to you, you travel and people talk to you about teaching you using what they have recorded, what they've seen, like from Oliver at Large and all that sort of thing, to teach your children to speak the dialect and all that. It's very, very, very rewarding to me.
Well, for me, I just love theater, right? I never go into theater because I think one day I was going to be a millionaire out of theater or anything. I just go into theater because it was my pastime, you know? I used to work during the days and sometimes have two rehearsals in the evenings, you know? So it was, for me, that was just my sheer love of theater.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I get a whole lot of satisfaction from when you are on stage and you hear the audience.
There's nothing like that feeling.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. There's nothing at all you can think of that is nicer than that moment.
Definitely. Yeah. May understand that one. Mm. You spoke about traveling. Do you have a bigger audience overseas with the diaspora as opposed to here? Do Jamaicans support our theatre industry? Or you have a big audience of foreign when you go because they get it so rarely?
Well, far enough spaces and far enough bigger spaces.
Yeah.
So for a one show, you will get quite a number of people. We've never stayed in any place where we do more than four shows. And we usually get four big shows.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, as Valia was hinting, we don't have the theatre space. And even to travel out into, say, Montego Bay, it is so very, very risky, financially risky, because of the uncertainty of people coming down and just getting everything, transporting everything down there. It's really very, very expensive.
There's a lot of work.
You know, so we really need spaces.
So that is the primary issue. We don't have space.
You don't want the theater space disappear.
Yes, we're seeing the theaters closing.
Yeah.
I mean, every year is like you hear of another one closing down. So
and I don't think it's the fact that they're not making any money. I think it's more as if they're moving into other businesses, the spaces into other businesses.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's both.
Yeah, it could be both.
I don't know if it has anything to do that.
If people if me have a space and me have money out of it through theatre, you know.
Right, then another way it wouldn't.
Yes. Mm.
All right, so you have a current production and the name of it is Crazy But True.
Yes.
How is that going? Tell us a little bit about it.
It is going very, very well. We started off quite slowly because, as you know, if people don't buy benefit, people now walk up, come on show.
Mm-hmm.
The tapestry of theatre has changed
dramatically.
Yes. So now, Crazy But True is about this young lady who, by some impression in her youth or childhood, by her mother, believes that she must be a rich, rich woman,
mm-hmm.
right? And by any means necessary, she'll go get rich. Whether she have to go kill her pupa, whether she have to go sacrifice something to get there, she'll go hook or crook, she'll go make it. Yes, and we have Lakeisha Ellison who plays that young lady. This man is the doting father of that young lady. No, me are the father of that young lady.
You are the father, yeah.
Me are the father
of that young lady.
And him, but him have one daughter, the poil, you know, poil picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Anything she tell him this girl I'm with it. But she's a very devious woman in the play. Dennis Titus plays the boyfriend who comes from the country
mm-hmm.
and is helping her to get to her end.
I know you guys had show last night. And
yes.
It's rough to go to sleep at midnight or 1 o'clock and get up and come in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you did, so I thank you so much for that. But I also noticed that you guys have like a partnership. It's been going from way back in the day. And it's still consistent. Mm-hmm. Why do you guys choose to continue? Because it is always a choice. Mm-hmm. Why do you choose to continue working together?
I don't think we know.
I
don't know. I mean, Volia has been a friend. We've been friends for almost 50 years, you know.
Wow.
And so we had dreams together.
Yes.
We used to walk from what theater, go where on the Forest Garden, you know. And so we walk and we dream and we stop at one bar and we drink two beer and we walk again. And at that time we were very maga.
No way.
Yes.
LT.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that I'm glad that you guys have managed to see those dreams come to fruition. But them said before we go, we'll have a challenge to a little bit of a toops of a game, right?
All right, no problem.
Let us see how many of these Jamaican superstitions, crazy but true superstitions.
All right.
Oh, I don't know, many of them are true. You can actually tell me what they mean. So the first one, if a woman is pregnant, she should not go to a funeral or look at anybody who dead because...
The pit
never come out look like the dead somebody.
No! Me never know either. That means they think them say the baby will die. All right. Next one. If you dream about wedding, what will happen?
Funeral.
Then I say funeral.
Yeah. What you must do after losing a tooth? Me never know that one either.
You mean like a child?
Jamaican like superstition. Yeah, them say what you must do. This is a Jamaican superstition. When your teeth drop out, you must do this.
Them some people fling it on the road stop.
And then what you must say?
Me no remember.
Rata something.
Hey, there you go. Them say, I never know. What rata something? You know them?
Yeah.
What is
it? Rata. Teeth and take all
one. Yes! Me never know that. People say that?
Yeah.
That is American.
That is a new version.
Jamaican, same as that. If your right eye or your left eye twitch, what does it mean?
Somebody has chat you.
One of them is going to cry.
Uh-huh. And the other one mean?
I want someone
to laugh. Yeah. Nobody don't chat you. Last one. If you're a woman and a lizard jump on you, what it mean?
She going to get pregnant.
Going get?
Pregnant.
All right. Okay.
She get catch.
Bonus. If you open umbrella inside your house, what going to happen?
Bad luck.
And? For a woman.
For a woman?
Yeah, if you open
she
umbrella.
She now get married.
Ta-da! Only one, which me never even understand myself. But guess what? Jamaican actors and Oliver Samuels and Volia Johnson who came by to just give us a little toops of the information that is Jamaican theatre. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Thank you for waking me out on the bed so early this morning.
Yeah.
You know, if you come see, it's a pleasure.
Acho?
Absolutely.
Listen,
so be glad me come.
Yeah.
All right, guys, after the break, we're going to have an upgrade of police stations. Stay with us.
Still we striving for better, and we not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Don't be discouraged by the pitfalls and their worries. They enjoy for one night, but joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain. It will be over.
And say you're strong, no one can stop you. Oh, yeah. Rise to the occasion, go ahead, you know you're strong, no one can stop you.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal. It's alright,
fulfill your needs and the wants.
You in the life, now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal. It's alright.
Yeah, yeah. Some people read and meditate, others move scanty, yo. Some people are conscious about life, others are still panting, yo. Some people like strong drink, cognac, champagne and brandy, yo. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy, yo. I love herbs and girls, good words, roots, I'm a shanty, yo. Girls love clothes and shoes, going to school, brand new, and I mean spanking, yo. Yes, we all need education, because that's the damn thing, yo. All things fade, leaving it standing.
It's for you to make that you've got the chance. Get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and wants. You've got the clearance. That's the reference. Perseverance for the utmost best should be your preference. Skills of trade and talents is your evidence. Help those afar off, teach those in your residence. Oh yeah, yeah. Girls getting sentiments. Look at it with a clear conscience.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get the first step. Your goal is alright. Fulfill your needs and wants. It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get the first step towards your goal. It's alright.
Oh, oh. People try so many things just to make a living. Thanks and praise to the King. Ever living Thanksgiving, yeah. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals, I'm that so vivid. No crime, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for disillusion. Just like mom would say, love is the solution. Keep making music, I'm a musician.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance.
And wants
you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal.
I'm not afraid to die.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaid, one love.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, security. 90.3 FM. from Montreal.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews and one podcast from the Head Stuff archives of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. The first interview is with trans femme comedian Allo Asimov about her latest show at the Diving Bell Social Club. The second interview is with Etienne and Gabriel of Le Vaisseau d'Or. They are speaking about their music and video project, Desire Forever. In the Shower with Taz and Marcus brings us the question, are oysters aphrodisiacs? 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and we'll listen to some more music before we wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.